The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary slash watch along for. We are the number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian.
And they are
Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Batch.
That's a Christmas Carol though.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really wanna get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, the most awesome podcast about the free streaming service Tubi. I am your host, Super Marcy, and this is episode 73, and it also happens to be my pick to choose a film this week. And of course, I am joined by my two wonderful co-hosts. First up, the other Aussie portion of the show. He is known as the Terrible Australian. Please welcome Bede Jermaine. Hello, Bede. How are you today?
G'day, Marcy. How are you?
Doing all right, mate. What's going on?
First of all, I'm out there riding my kangaroo on the street while throwing my boomerang so I can get some bloody shrimp on the barbie. And I mean the shrimp are out of the water, so I have to use a boomerang on them.
They're flying shrimp, mate.
Exactly, them flying shrimp. I'm pretty sure they came from James Cameron, but that's beside the point. So anyways, I'm on my way to Uluru so I can hang out with all my mates, have a couple VBs and some tinnies, and have a good one watching this movie and listen for this show.
That could have been slightly racist or something, I don't know, but that's just how it rolls in Australia, apparently.
We have nothing but respect for Uluru on this podcast because that belongs to the original people of this nation. So there we go.
There we go. So we're a bit Aussie Oka today, and our other guest is not Aussie. He's Canadian. Please welcome our professor, Professor Batch.
Fair dinkum.
Yes. I knew you were going to say something Aussie-related, Batch, but I was not expecting that, and I applaud you for
that
it.
That was amazing.
There you go.
Welcome. Well, prepare for weirdness with the movie we're watching today, and I think we've given all the hints in the world as to what we're watching.
Indeed.
Yes. So I think going back to one of our very earlier episodes, I made a promise that back then I said it was going to be the next my next pick, but it never ended up being my next pick.
It was more of a threat, if anything.
Yes. So I think for, I don't know, 60 episodes or something, I did say we were going to watch a film called The Shrimp on the Barbie, and we are finally doing that today.
It's finally Shrimp on the Barbie time.
Yes, and this marks
our second Cheech Marin movie.
Yes, is our second movie with Cheech, and it marks our very first, that I'm aware, our very first Alan Smithy film.
Indeed.
And that should tell you the quality that we are looking forward to today.
Now, indeed. What is an Alan Smithy film, for those who don't know?
All right, so for all those out there who don't know what an Alan Smithy film is, basically, during the sort of late 70s right up until the early 2000s, if a director was working on a film and they weren't happy with the final product either due to problems with the studio or the movie just ended up being kind of shit, so they were able to take their name off the film and replace it with the name Alan Smithy, which basically was an in-joke for a long time because, you know, being that there was no internet in the world for a very, very long time, so people just assumed Alan Smithy was an actual real person until it was found out later that it was a pseudonym used by filmmakers to put on projects that they're not proud of. And then eventually, I think around about the early to mid-2000s, they retired the term Alan Smithy because everyone kind of knew what that is and what the meaning behind that name is now. So basically, yeah, so...
Yes, Beat has now told us what an Alan Smithy film is, and I'm only saying that because we have had some technical difficulties as we are recording. Hopefully that's not going to happen anymore. Fingers crossed. But yes, are you ready to cook up Cheech Marin on the Barbie? Because I think he's the shrimp. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't sure if you knew I was asking a question there.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I was like sitting there thinking, it's like, is Buzz telling asking us that we should resort to cannibalism?
Yes, I didn't know. I'm not as clever as anybody else. So, yes, are we ready to watch Shrimp on the Barbie? And if you own this movie and you want to watch it along with this podcast, just put it on. It's on selected places on Tubi. I don't know about releases anywhere, but I'm sure you'd find it if you want to watch it. As we watch it, you just press play when we say play and go for gold. So
indeed. And if any ads pop up, we'll shout out ad and we'll give you the timestamp. And if the ads are finished, we'll let you know and then you can restart the film and we'll give you the timestamp. So there we go.
Yes. All right. Are we ready to put Shrimp on the Barbie with the Shrimp on the Barbie?
Indeed. Let's do this.
All right. Count us down and we'll start the movie.
Alrighty, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off.
Well, hi, doggy.
Hello, doggy, bye.
Wait a second, that's not a Qantas.
That just says Australian on the plane.
What is an Australian plane?
It's an Australian plane.
Apparently, we have an airline just called Australian.
Yes.
Oh, no.
This movie is like, whoa. Oh, Cheech is already like Crocodile Dundee already as he's stepping off the plane.
That movie ruined everybody's perception of Australia.
That's indeed. Not what it's like over there?
No.
I mean, only on Tuesday, but not every day.
Yeah, I mean, we only dress like Crocodile Dundee every Tuesday when we, release the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, but, yeah. Yes.
That's time for another episode. Time for another segment of What's Batch Smoking?
Yes.
So,
what are you smoking, Batch?
For this fine film, I'm smoking Colab Diamonds Distillate. So we'll see how I go with this episode.
Fernand Wells is in this movie and B just got a boner.
I do. I have a boner for Fernand Wells. Bruce Spencer's in this movie too, Marcy.
Yes. And for those playing at home, Bede and I obviously do a podcast about the Ozploitation films, and we've seen Bruce Spence in about 20,000 of them. Bruce Spence is an Aussie treasure.
Exactly.
This is exactly what it's like when you come to an Australian household.
Of course his name is Carlos.
Of course this guy's name's Kevin.
This Kevin guy looks like the Aussie version of Weird Al Yankovic.
He's like, he's a fucking nerd!
He's a fucking nerd.
Look at that fucking nerd.
Oh, wait, hold on. That fucking nerd, mate. Oh, sorry, that bloody nerd.
What's Australian slang for nerd?
Nerd?
Nerd. Nerd. It's the same in every country. And also, there's a fucking kangaroo.
There's Gus the kangaroo? Just for the record, every single one of us has a kangaroo in the house. And if we don't like someone, indeed, they kick them out of the house.
Indeed.
Mm.
Right now, Cheech is like, I wonder if I can get Chong back for this movie.
Originally, Tommy Chong was going to play the kangaroo.
Oh, well, that's a shame he didn't. Who's he writing to?
Someone named Maria. Is Maria like an ex, a girlfriend or his sister? Or his,
well, I hope it's not my mother, but, you know.
Hey, it's Austin Butler.
This is very racist right here.
This is like the... I mean, I knew Baz Luhrmann's, like, Elvis movie was going to be weird, but this is even more ridiculous than I imagined.
This is even more offensive than anything you could have ever imagined.
But look at Cheech with that Elvis hair.
I am so offended right now.
He's living his best life.
He is.
I'm offended as he's as an Elvis fan.
Oh, Bruce Spence!
Did he just get thrown out of a four-story, at the top of a four-story building? Because that's a long throw.
It was. This is what we do. We just go up to people. Excuse me, are you speaking Spanish?
Oh my gosh.
What?
One of the cinematographers on this movie is Andrew Lesney. Mm-hmm. He would go on to be the cinematographer on the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh, shit. Imagine having this on your resume.
He probably went under Alan Smithy as well.
Yes.
Yeah, Oscar winner for Lord of the Rings trilogy and then Shrimp on the Barbie on my resume.
Gus gives him the kangaroo
lock the door.
Yeah, Gus doesn't like him. Now, kangaroos are very brutal, I'm just telling you now. They will kick you the fuck out of the house, mate.
Well, kangaroos, can they do that? Like, they have, like, these long, like, claws on their feet that can actually disembowel you.
Yeah, they will lean back on their tail to kick you with their feet.
Mm.
They might have little, you know, T-Rex types hands and arms, but they will punch the fuck out of you.
Oh, okay, so Maria is a...
Maria was an ex,
is a...
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, Maria's a, was his girlfriend who's now met somebody else who's going to marry them.
And it was his best friend, Tommy Chong.
You know. Yes.
It took three people to write this movie.
And one of them is Grant Morris, not Grant Morrison. Although that'd be hilarious.
Directed by Alan Smithy.
If there's a real Alan Smithy out there somewhere.
Maybe there
his
is.
His dream is to be a director.
Well, you can be a director now, damn it.
He can if he wants to.
He'll have to change his name to Al Smithy. Or Alan Smith.
Mm.
I like how Cheech Marin's moustache is almost... my moustache is almost like Cheech Marin's in this movie.
It's getting there.
Mm.
Bruce Spence.
I'm surprised Bruce Spence could fit in through that door because he's like 20 feet in real life.
He's a very tall man.
And he's in everything. I mean, even though, yes, he's in a lot of Australian films, but he's one of those actors, like, if you're making a film from Hollywood and you're making it in Australia, it's like, it's mandatory that you have to cast Bruce Spence in a role somewhere in that film.
Mm. So, basically, like, Bruce Spence has hired Carlos for his Mexican restaurant because he's Mexican.
So, basically, Bruce Spence was culturally appropriating his restaurant.
And I believe this lady is the Barbie of the title.
Yes. Oh, sorry, it's not Barbie, it's Barbie.
Barbie!
It's a long A. Barbie.
And speaking of trivia.
Oh, God, this movie has trivia?
It does.
This movie has everything.
In the United Kingdom, the title was changed to The Boyfriend from Hell because Mattel owned the name and trademark Barbie.
Oh.
But I don't get why only in the UK and not anywhere else.
Maybe they only own the trademark for that there?
Maybe.
Oh, look, there's a Corona reference in this movie.
Oh, my gosh. It's
It happens again.
You can't put the wedding cake beside the refried beans.
I hope you like really bad slapstick comedy.
Indeed. Bruce Spence, he's like taking up the entire screen, and everyone else is like this small against
him. He is.
And his name is Bruce. Because they couldn't even bother giving him a character name. They just named him
Bruce. They just named him Bruce.
Yes.
Hi, Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruno. Bruce, eh?
Brucey.
Brucey, mate, what's going on? Do you, Carlos?
No, he hasn't read the script yet.
Oh, shit.
The question is, though, did anyone in this movie actually read the script?
No. They did not.
I wouldn't be surprised, like, Cheech Marin only did this movie so he could have a free trip to Australia for a holiday.
Yeah, he's using the Adam Sandler method.
Yes.
Exactly.
He only makes movies where he wants to go on vacation.
Mm. I mean, I recommend vacationing here, but if you think this is what Australia is really like, you're correct. It is. So Bruce Spence is actually in that Children of the Corn film that did not get released.
Yet. The key word is yet.
Yet. And people may remember Bruce Spence from being in, I think, 3 out of 4Mad Max movies.
As different characters?
Yes.
He says, "We are prepared. I am a French person in Australia, mate. Wee wee."
Did you know Bruce Spence is not Australian?
What?
What? What?
He was born in Auckland.
No.
He's from New Zealand.
He's actually a Kiwi.
Oh my gosh. I feel very betrayed right now.
Mm-hmm. And did you know Bruce Spence is in the Guinness Book of World Records alongside James Arness as the tallest actor to play a leading role?
It's true. Oh, what do you mean Sam Wells as Donald Trump?
It's Vernon Wells!
And if anyone doesn't know who Vernon Wells is, he's best known for playing, like, the main henchman in Commando, and as well as, I can't remember his character's name from Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior.
Yeah.
He's the blow off some steam, Bennett, even though he doesn't say it.
Yes. Why is he dressed up like Donald Trump? He looks exactly like him on that TV screen.
He looks like...
He's proto-Trump.
He looks like fucking Donald Trump Jr. or whichever one.
He's even wearing a red tie.
I know.
He's driving a 4X gold fucking ute. So, because I'm obsessed with Bruce Spence, he moved to Australia at age of 20. So, we have stolen another Kiwi and claimed them as our own.
That's true.
And I don't know how I did not know this. All right, after Thor, Love and Thunder, we're definitely claiming Russell Crowe.
I think Russell Crowe kind of prefers to stay here anyway. I think he lives here most of the time anyway, so...
He does.
Which is funny.
So, why are these, like, overly rich, snobby people going to, like, this cheap-ass restaurant?
So they can feel superior to the everyday man.
Oh, makes sense. I got a free Toyota, mate! What the fuck?
I'll say this, though. Vernon Wells, even though we're only, like, maybe 15 minutes into this movie, and I had seen the entire film before...
We're not like, even Vernon 15 Wells... minutes in!
No, well, we're not, but... Like, Vernon Wells needs to be up for Best Supporting Actor for the 2B Tuesdays Awards because he, like, steals the whole movie.
She needs to win Best Earrings in a Film, even though that's not an award.
Exactly. But that 4X is everywhere.
Is that cake frozen?
It was frozen today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
See, this is why you put your cake in the fridge, not the...
Not the freezer.
Not the freezer. Exactly.
How did they... They must have tailored clothes specifically for Bruce Spence because he's so tall.
Well, they would have to.
Like, next to him, Cheech looks like a child. Yes.
Put the cake in the microwave.
Nothing bad will happen.
I promise I'm not actually going anywhere. I literally just have to walk to there and back because my Freddy's coming for a visit at some point. Yes. Yeah, I got to keep the door unlocked.
Oh, Marcy's so sleeping. Show's going to get weird. This happens every time.
It's going to get weird now. Right, let's get weird. Let's take off our pants.
Oh, she's back. Oh, whew. The show didn't get weird. Marcy's back.
I said I was not going for long.
I was worried.
It wouldn't be fair if I did not sit here the entire time on my pick of this fucking movie.
I like how that the belt around Cheech Marin looks like a WWE championship belt.
Yes. Instead of a cummerbund.
Yes.
Can we make that a fashion statement? Can we, like, instead of wearing a cummerbund, you have to wear a wrestling title?
Yes.
Mm. Batch. For your wedding,
yes.
Oh man, if I had the money, I would commission tag team belts for you and Mrs. Batch.
Well, I already had thought, like, if I had money, then all the groomsmen would have their own championship belts.
Yes,
and I would have the Pop 4D championship.
Yes. At
some great minds think alike.
At our friend's wedding a few years ago, gosh, it's actually been quite a while. They've had like two kids since their wedding. Someone actually had them made like tag team champion belts.
Nice. That's tremendous.
And they had a local wrestler here do come in dressed as Bret Hart to do the whole thing. It was awesome. Nice.
It was.
This is gimmick infringement, brother.
This is why wrestling nerds are the best nerds.
Yes, we are.
Damn straight.
See, I like the premise of this movie because you got this very attractive rich girl here.
I don't know what's up with her hair, but she is very pretty.
But she wants to marry Vernon Wells for some reason.
Are we sure?
She does. She wants to marry him.
For now, maybe.
Yeah. But then it's like, all right, Dad, if you don't want me to marry Vernon Wells, we'll make a bet that I'll marry the next guy I fall in love with, and then it's going to be Cheech Marin. Basically, that's the plot of this movie.
Yes.
Now, is she supposed to be Australian?
Well, it says on her Wikipedia page she's actually British.
And she's known for Dynasty and General Hospital. Because I have heard of Emma Sams.
She's someone who, in the Australian film industry, we call a blow-in. Basically, like an international actor coming in to star in Australian production.
And this is actually really not, like, kind of sad, but also lovely. She's the co-founder of the Starlight Foundation, which she did as a tribute to her brother Jamie, who passed away at the age of 8.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that she created the Starlight Foundation.
Yeah, co-founder of the Starlight Foundation. So we have, some very lots of awesome talent in this film. It's just a shame it's this film. Oh, I mean, and Vernon Wells. No, I'm kidding.
Yes. Vernon Wells should, like, have won an Oscar for this movie.
He should have won Oscar for wearing chainmail.
Mohawk guy is my favorite employee so far.
Yes!
Yes.
Ready for more hijinks!
Whoa!
At least the cake did get defrosted.
It definitely got defrosted.
She frosted me like a...
Vernon Wells just had the time of his life.
He was. Vernon Wells, like, is... You think a character like him would be, like, the dickhead boyfriend? In a way, he is, but he's suddenly he's happy in every scene. It's weird.
He kind of is. It's weird.
It's so weird.
My favorite bit of trivia I know about Vernon Wells is, like, I can't remember when exactly it was, but for an entire season, he was the main bad guy in a season of Power Rangers.
Wow. He's just in everything.
Oh, yeah. He was in, like, not one, but two movies I watched for Junesploitation in two small roles.
He has 57 upcoming projects. In the just-released Thor God of Thunder, I wonder who did that movie, he plays Odin.
Wow. Wow. I am stunned.
Yeah, boy. I mean, seeing as he's making so many movies, can he just come on the podcast and watch one of his movies on Tubi?
He needs to. We're going to have to reach out to him.
I mean, I don't know where to find him, but I'll do my best.
Does he not have a Twitter?
I don't know. I've never looked.
We're going to find... Oh, he has a website, so let's have a look there.
And then it's like, oh, he charges per appearance. And then it's like, well, nah. We'll offer you some tinnies. Will that work?
Yes.
Charging for a podcast?
All right, so he played Wes in Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior. Now I'm looking this up now. And Bennett in Commando. That's what I meant to say.
Blow off some steam, Bennett.
And Bennett's the best henchman of all time.
That is true.
Because he looked like Freddie Mercury.
Exactly. Meanwhile, somewhere in New South Wales near the Blue Mountains.
Meanwhile, somewhere. Oh my god. He's become even more of a stereotype!
It's vintage Carlos.
It's vintage Carlos. Did he just say her mum's got a cute ass?
Pretty much.
Oh my god. Why does their butler look like Uncle Fester?
She does. I'm gonna
have to Ew.
Sorry. I don't know how to take any of this.
It feels like they missed a scene in between these. Like, they went from A to B.
Yeah.
Like A to G. That's a great line. That's a good line.
The movie got a genuine laugh out of me.
Oh, look at this.
What is up with the maid?
Seen a maid wear that outfit in real life. In movies and pornos, that's the only time you ever see that outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You can guess, picture.
And he's calling her his old lady.
My gym, we've been going up for only 4 days. Wow.
How far are we into this movie? Oh my god, we're only 20 minutes in!
So basically, the whole plot of this, like, she pretty much, like, organizes with Cheech Marin to pretend to be her boyfriend to make himself look so bad that her parents will, like, approve of Vernon Wells because they think he's a total oaf.
I mean, he is a total oaf, but isn't that meant to be, like, endearing?
Yeah.
So is the moral of the story the friends you make along the way?
Yes.
Marcy, it's the mates you make.
Sorry, it's the mates you make along the way. Yeah, exactly. Flame and glass.
It's the maid you bang along the way?
It's the maids. It's the Vernon Wells you make mates with along the way.
Exactly.
So do they actually fall in love? Is that the
I think so, yes.
I'm feeling like that's going to happen.
It's the younger, horny sister.
Ew.
Maggie? Oh, sorry, her cousin. Sorry, I apologize.
And she's horny?
This could almost be a Hallmark movie.
I know, right? Maybe that's how it started.
Yes. You're going to find out very quickly. I honestly think after watching this movie, this character, I believe Isla Fisher modeled her character from Wedding Crashers on her.
Oh, this the cousin?
Yeah, the cousin. Oh. I'm convinced. And you'll understand why as the movie goes on.
So you're saying, like, people other than the three of us have seen this movie?
Yes. I'm convinced Isla Fisher watched this movie.
Is she whipping his arm?
See, it's begins.
Mm.
It's starting. Maggie. That's her name. Maggie!
Don't you mean McGaggy?
McGaggy? Sorry, I got that reference.
Why is he looking at her bras?
Hey, baby, I want to try on your bras. This actually looks good.
It might suit
you. I gotta put my man boobs in something.
Mm. Where is she making him sleep in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, no not sleeping in bathtubs. I did that once.
Yeah, but were you remotely sober?
I was, actually. Well, To be fair. I had to go to the bathroom to sleep because I was staying in a motel room with my mum, my two of my aunties and my cousin. My auntie and cousin were snoring so loud that I couldn't sleep and I didn't have earplugs, so I had to go into the bathroom to sleep.
Ah.
Hey, Cheech Marin is a man.
I'm enjoying his performance in this movie.
He's a best actor contender, that's for sure.
Yes. Oh, a lot of the actors in this movie are definitely acting award contenders.
Who's this fucking preppy nerd?
Look at this fucking preppy nerd.
What do we call them in Australia?
He's not a nerd. Look at this douche.
Look at this douchebag.
Yeah, that's what we call prepping douchebags. That makes sense.
And you can know he's a preppy because he has his jumper like tied around his neck.
This could be the only movie in stage two of 2B Tuesday that doesn't take place during the LA Wars.
Cheech took a vacation away from the LA Wars.
Yes. Yes. The connection is Cheech Marin was like living in LA, didn't like that the LA Wars was happening, so he moved to Australia.
Australia, there you go.
Yep. That's exactly what happened.
However, though, he also moved because the Transfer Wars were happening because of what happened in our last movie.
Yes.
So he moved to Australia. So basically, yes. Oh, yeah, and his brother was a pirate.
Yes.
Yellowbeard.
Yes.
Yes. His ancestor. Brother.
Does he smack his head off with a tennis racket? Because I don't like this guy already. That was genuinely amazing.
And the award goes to man hitting the ball by a tennis ball.
Yes.
My Simpsons joke for this episode.
Going to be our favorite movie of the year by the time it's done.
Yes.
Probably. Way too many contenders for best movie this year.
I can't get over this maid.
I dress is like this.
I don't know.
Rich people's maids.
Yeah, maybe if you pay them enough.
She's probably the dad's sex slave. It's like, all right, I want you to clean up, but I want you to wear that sexy outfit.
I don't want to think about what this dad's doing.
I like how this movie is set in Australia, and most of the actors in this movie are not even Australian, like Cheech Marin and the main actress, and I'm assuming that mum and dad aren't even Australian because they sound British.
I like how he just wears the same clothes every day.
Don't you?
I didn't wear the same top yesterday. What are you talking about?
I mean, I've been wearing the same jumper for like 3 days now.
It's almost like it's a cartoon. They don't change clothes.
Mm.
Okay, but look at the gardeners. They're in fucking footy shorts. Oh my God. You can't hear it, but my mum's Google Nest just went off as I spoke in the other room. I did not communicate with Google.
It was the ghost, Marcy.
This is a ghost in my house.
It was the ghost.
The ghost.
Oh my God, someone's going to fall into manure, aren't they?
Probably. That's the tone of this movie.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be the dad character.
Or somebody's going to get kicked.
Oh my God, we still have an hour left of this movie.
I have a feeling, like, the filmmakers, when they made this movie, basically, I would not be surprised if Cheech Marin just basically ad-libbed all his lines in this movie.
Oh, 100%.
Oh my 100%. God, is he taking a piss on the hay?
Yes.
Oh, why can I hear it? Ew. This is going in an even worse direction, I feel like.
Meanwhile, at the smug party.
Why would they invite him to the smug party?
Because he's the woman's fiancé.
Wait.
Because then the movie wouldn't happen.
Exactly. Oh, look at him. He's all smooth.
He doesn't really look all that bad. It just looks well oversized for him.
Mm.
He's going to fall in love with her before she falls in love with him.
Mm.
Very much so.
Now, here's a bit of a misconception. Because this movie's called Shrimp on the Barbie, which of course was kind of coined from the phrase that during the 80s, Paul Hogan did like this tourism ads for Australia. It's like, come on down and have a shrimp on the Barbie and stuff like that. We don't have shrimp in Australia. We actually call them prawns in Australia. So.
We don't call them shrimps.
Yeah, because I think those ads were originally made for, like, America.
Mm.
So hence why that is. Because, I mean, it's the same type of animal, but we just give it different names. Like, of course, it's, in America, they call them shrimp, but in Australia, we call them prawns.
I'll tell you what happened. I produced those ads. It's me, Louis Lassa. Say, nobody knows what a prawn is in America, so it's got to be a shrimp. I told Paul Hogan that.
It was a very well-directed ad.
Oh, thank you. Some of my best work.
Mm.
Man, he's Louis Lasser has done everything in entertainment.
Yeah.
Indeed.
He really
has. And how he was married to LL, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
What is this outfit? None of it works, but it's amazing.
Yes.
Oh my God, what?
Oh, he's going to sing. Teacher's going to sing.
Yep, this is amazing.
Oh yeah, boy. And I like how the band's like, oh, we don't know this song, but let's play it anyway.
Yep.
That's my favorite thing in any movie, when like you have, like, say, a very sophisticated band, and then some random person plays like a pop song, and then the band's like automatically knows
yeah.
how to play it.
Yeah. Is he going to win everyone over with his charm?
Yes.
Because at this point, they were like, oh, this party's so boring and stuffy. Oh, I can dance now.
Hmm. Should we be worried this looks a bit like the party out of Get Out?
This is the pre-Get Out.
It's the Australian chapter.
Of yeah.
That family.
Yeah, it is. But see, look, they're all having fun.
And there's not a single black person to be seen.
No, there's not.
And she's still wearing the outfit. outfit.
The maid outfit.
Yeah. The maid was in the crowd wearing the same outfit.
I didn't see her.
This is the quickest any, like, I guess, quote unquote, boyfriend from hell has won over everyone. Because we're half an hour into this movie yet.
Oh God, are we half an hour in? Oh, thank God, we're over half an hour in.
Okay, well, just over half an hour.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was supposed to be really bad, but everyone's getting won over by him.
Now the woman, she's gonna be like, "You're supposed to be worse."
Oh, there she is. Yeah. Hey, dude, have a rib. You couldn't get any food. It's free.
Oh my gosh! It's that the mayor from Sergeant Kabuki, man.
It is.
Is that the man, Sergeant Kabuki man, or was it some? I'm trying to remember the bad guy's name. What was his occupation? He was the mayor, right?
I can't remember that movie.
Well, he was the bad guy in that, so he looks like him here.
He looks like a younger Tim Thomerson.
It's Tim Thomerson's brother.
It's Tim Thomerson's uncle.
He also has two wives.
Excuse me, mate. Have you seen my child bride?
Oh, God.
Actually, two of them. They're about 40 years younger than me.
Turns out we were hanging with Jeffrey Epstein the other day.
Ew.
Yeah.
That would have dark.
Wow, that uncle was very racist.
He was.
Oh, well now.
Oh, behave. Oh, yes, I see.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I am genuinely terrified.
She is someone who, in my opinion, needs to be up for supporting actress for our Tubi Awards. She steals, let's divert it well, she also steals the entire movie. Ew.
Do they end up together? What was that line?
Yeah.
No, she what? You slow down.
He's working his way nicely into the family now.
She wants to fuck him on the dance floor.
Yep.
She wants that forbidden dance.
But no Richard Lynch though.
I'm so confused. Oh my Math. God. Other things?
Jeez, Barron's just going like, okay, you're going a little too fast even for me.
Oh, Jesus!
Not only is this dude racist, he's homophobic as well.
Yeah, this dude can fuck off out of the movie already.
He in his obvious, like, white wig can fuck off.
His privilege is showing.
Oh,
he just punched him!
Cheech Marin is the hero we all want to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See you,
he's winning over the dad! He's winning over the dad! He's like, he punched my brother or brother-in-law.
Yes. Wait till my father hears about this. I'm Australian. Hello, mate. Totally, jolly good, mate.
I'm so confused.
If I wanted to get shit on, I'd just go hang out with your cousin.
Jesus.
basically the parents are kind of approving of Cheech Marin.
Over Van and Wells.
Worse than Vernon Wells.
Oh no, they're finding out about the deal.
Oh no.
Oh. So this is going to complicate things now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Everything happens really fast in this movie.
Yes.
Ooh, 5,000 and another 5,000.
$10,000.
All right, lady. I'll do it, but add in Tommy Chong and we got a deal.
I've got to call my best friend. So
let's ponder. So if this podcast had Cheech and Chong, who's Cheech and who's Chong?
Well, obviously I'm Chong.
So is Bede Cheech because he's got the moustache?
Well, yeah.
And
you need to put a toucan on then.
Yeah, well, also Tommy Chong's got a goatee, so that batch fits the bill. So. Mm.
And it's the same color as his now, so it's gray. So,
So Bench and I are the Cheech and Chong of this podcast.
And I'm the friend they made along the way.
Exactly.
I missed what happened. Why is there a picture of Vernon Wells like that in the background?
No, it's a very quality photo too, and it's in black and white.
It's like he's in a suit.
He is in a suit.
Did the dad walk in and approve of everything?
Yes.
Oh. You know, to be fair, like, I know we're, like, maybe not quite almost at halfway point. Like, I've seen far worse films than what I've seen so far.
Yeah, this is not a bad film.
Like, I don't understand the Alan Smithy thing. Like, I've seen way worse where people left themselves credited.
Naked men on horses.
Naked men on horses.
I've never read that magazine.
Is that an Australian magazine?
I think it is. It's on shelves everywhere.
I think I saw a copy over at the 7-Eleven across the street.
That riding crop.
I think she has a horse. I don't think she has a horse fetish.
I think she does too.
I mean.
Holy shit, I think I remember. She likes to be treated like she's a horse.
Oh.
That's why she's asking the hair to be brushed.
Oh, is she going to start neighing and... Oh my god, she is!
She is!
She's boing. She's doing it.
We have seen some very weird sex scenes on this show throughout the last 2 years. This may be up there as one of the weirdest.
I mean, they're fully clothed, but this feels like a sex scene, doesn't it?
Yes.
We don't kink shame. If you feel like you're a horse, be a horse.
Whoa!
That scene brought to you by Wild Secrets.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they sell riding crops at Wild Secrets.
Yes.
Let's find out, shall we?
It would be hilarious if...
Is it licensed to shrimp on the Barbie riding
crops? Oh my god, yes. Let's see, crop. Pretty sure it's a crop, right? Oh, so. Yeah. Oh, they've got a nice selection of crops.
Whoa! She's going hardcore now.
Ooh, that one has love hearts on it.
She's gone feral.
Hey, all of these things have, like, massive percentages off. Oh my god. Do you know what they sell at Wild Secrets?
What do they sell at Wild Secrets?
This is called Next Gen Dolls Kyle Premium Life-Size Sex Doll. In stock. On sale. $2,451, save $1,488. What is it? What is this sex doll feature? It's life-sized, freestanding, fully posable from eyelids to limbs. I'm not reading the rest of it, but it's...
No, I tried to get them to carry my sex doll, but they would not carry because I was tall and anatomically correct.
This one's very anatomically correct.
I'm bigger.
You were talking about that sex doll while the most terrifying scene in all of history was happening.
We needed a distraction. Because I still don't know
crazy chicks of my time, but I've never slept with a woman who thinks she's a horse.
Did she, did she cuddle him?
No.
Okay.
She attempted to cuddle him, but it didn't happen.
All right. What?
Oh, wait a minute. I thought there's a knock at the door.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hide me.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser? I know somebody said Louise Lasser, but hello, it's me, Louise Lasser.
Nobody said your name, Louise.
Nobody! Go away, Louise!
You know, Cleveland, you know, I didn't think you would show everybody our sex tape when I pretended to be a horse and you were going to ride me, so I appreciate the fact that you were showing everyone that sex tape. It was amazing, it was a magical night, and all I did was get... It was amazing.
I just threw up in my mouth a little.
So did I.
Oh, it was beautiful. I loved my hair getting stroked. I liked having those spurs go into my thighs. It was amazing.
Oh, look, anyways, smoke bomb. Poof.
But anyways, I'll let that.
Where'd he go?
Oh, wait a minute. You mean, one second. Wasn't the sex tape that was on, our sex tape that was on TV before? Okay, never mind. I guess it was just a movie. It was a reenactment of our sex tape. I better go find that sex tape so it doesn't accidentally show up at for sale on Wild Secret. So I'll be right back. See you later. Bye.
I think Louise has not had enough red wine.
No. She's still a little too Australian.
Yeah, I was gonna say she's been watching this movie too much and thinks she's Australian now.
That's Louise doing an Australian accent.
Exactly.
So what do the parents think's going on in this movie?
Well, the dad knows that it's all the
bullshit.
Daughter is paying. Yeah, all bullshit. And I guess he's going to see how far the daughter will go by approving it.
Mm-hmm.
If they'll actually go through with getting married.
Mm.
So I got a feeling by the end of the movie, he'd be okay with them hooking up.
Yes, like, she is British, but she is trying to attempt to do an Aussie accent.
It's sort of like this weird in-between accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you can see she's trying to say all the, speak it in an Australian way, but all the British sounds around the certain words.
It sounds like if an Aussie tries to sound posh.
Mm.
Essentially.
See, I'm not even trying to do an Australian accent. You know, my Canadian one. I'll just...
Yet we won't hesitate to do a Canadian accent, eh?
Exactly.
Sorry.
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 I feel like she's taking him into the middle of the desert and leaving him there.
I know that Mick Taylor's around here somewhere.
That would be an interesting twist. I feel sad. Where's Bruce Spence?
I know. Bruce Spence got his money and he was like, peace out, yo.
It's like I could buy half of my Sydney holiday house.
This movie would take a weird left turn if the guy from Wolf's Creek did show up.
Mm.
It would.
Like, hey, g'day. I can't do a Mick Taylor. I cannot. I won't try. I mean, they are stranded on the side of the road.
You could be a family of Mick Taylors.
Mm. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. I'm Australian. I'm going to show you, mate. This is Australian movie because we need the most Australian sound in the movie. Mate, let's go on and have a B&B, mate.
How many kids do they have?
About 20. I think they're Catholics.
It's an Australian Catholic family. Mm. I should know.
You're from one.
Yes. Oh, well, good thing you showed up, mate. We're going to eat the youngest child.
It's okay. He's a right cunt, so he's got it coming.
He's a right old cunt. Look, well, the youngest kid's a bit of a shit cunt, so he was going to go first. Oh, fucking hell.
We should do more Australian films on this show because this is hilarious doing our Aussie accent.
Because we don't do our Aussie accents normally.
Well, we do, but even more exaggerated versions of them.
What's going on? Where's my VB?
All right, kids. It's here, kids. Here's a VB for all of you.
You heard of the LA Wars?
Have you heard of the LA Wars?
Oh, I see, mate. You're part of the LA Wars. The LA War Exodus.
I love how on the cover of this movie or the movie poster, he's wearing an LA Dodgers hat, but he doesn't wear one in the movie.
No.
It's just a show that he's from LA.
What sort of hat is he wearing? Is that a Stussy hat or whatever it's called?
Well, it's similar to the shirt he was wearing earlier. It said like the Big Billy or something like that.
I don't know. These subtitles are terrible.
And also, we made our first killer, and I became Mick Taylor.
I just haven't grown out big mutton chops yet.
Now I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Now just make sure you run and run a zigzag. At it, and I'll just start shooting.
I'll just start shooting and stabbing. Have you played Knifey Spoonie before?
I'm surprised it's taken us this long to get that joke.
That's not a knife.
Oh, so you played Knifey Spoonie before?
This movie is like the equivalent of that Simpsons episode.
It literally is. She's so snobby and bitchy.
Yeah, I know. I don't think he'd fall in love with her.
Mm.
How rude.
But she's going to check. But she's gonna change her ways.
Does she, though?
Whoa. She feels like they gave that family the address.
Mm.
To her place, she thinks they're gonna ransack the house. Bitch.
Yeah.
Not everyone wants to steal from you.
See, now look, it's revenge. Your car's gonna fucking shit itself, mate.
And he gave away the spare tire.
Gave away the spare tire. Well, he's trying to be helpful.
Hmm. Is that the thing this movie should have just been like when it was retitled in the UK? It should have been titled Girlfriend from Hell because she's being an absolute bitch.
I know, he's actually not coming off as an awful... Like, he's coming off as a nice person.
Mm.
Just with really weird bad luck.
Hmm. See, this is what happens with rich people. They think they're just better than everyone.
And they're totally not.
Mm. Well, we're stuck here. Got any weed?
Meanwhile, I've heard of Wells's house, I think.
G'day, I'm Vernon Wells. Got all my cheeky babes at my house.
Oh my gosh, look at his outfit. I don't know why they cast Bernard Wells. And I mean, don't get me wrong, he's awesome in this movie, but you would think, like, maybe they would have got, say, a more himbo kind of actor in the role. But I appreciate they built Bernard Wells in the role.
Instead. Oh, he's pulling off being a himbo. I love it.
Yes. Mr. Smith. The bat.
I'm going to the bar because I've got to drink my six-pack of tinnies. What's wrong with his pants? Are they dirty?
I was going to say, are they dirty or ripped? I'm not sure.
That's the style.
It was the style at the time.
Definitely was. I got my 4X gold, B!
I'm convinced that Bernard Wells based his character on Donald Trump. Like, when he was, like, wearing that suit and tie earlier, it just looked way too similar.
He finds the most boobiest fair woman in the bar. Guys, Sheila, what's going on? I like your boobies.
Has that line ever worked on anybody?
I'm going to try it next week.
I was going to say, we all have to try it now. Just imagine walking up to someone and going, booby fair.
I'll say it to Mrs. Batch when we finish recording.
Yes. You gotta look her up and down all nice and be like, booby fair.
Booby fair.
See, this is how you'll know if, like, somebody's been listening to our show out in the wild. Just randomly go up to people and say, to be fair, and see if anyone says it.
To be fair. In the real world, away from this podcast,
to be fair,
if anybody says to be fair, I have to repeat it and be like, to be fair.
To be fair.
And I hear it all the time.
They're a fan of the podcast or they like Letterkenny. It's one or the other.
Exactly.
And I have to repeat it every time.
Yes.
And if someone doesn't repeat it to me, I feel dirty.
Yes.
That girl, that's the French friend of the woman.
Oh, it is too. Yeah. She had all the cake on her before.
Yeah.
He frosted her with it.
No.
He frosted her with cake.
He was blowing off his teeth.
That's not the first time she's been glazed.
Oh, ew. Oui, oui. Jacques,
I don't know. All I can see right now is booby fair.
Okay, the woman's name is Alex, so at least now I know who her name is.
Yeah, she's Alex. I mean, she's got the number plate on her car. This is their bonding, hello. Isn't it?
Hello, I'm British and I used to be track champion. That's how a voice sounds like. It's like, oh, I feel like having some caviar. That's what her voice sounds like. It goes back and forth between being British and Australian.
Oh, Vernon Wells is called Bruce.
Yes. Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce. Brucey do. Bruce. Oh. So Vernon Wells plays Bruce. Guess what Bruce Spencer's?
Bruce?
No, he plays Wayne.
Vernon?
Oh. Guy Wayne!
So there's a Bruce and Wayne in this movie.
G'day, Bruce Wayne!
Bruce Are you Wayne. Some... Boy, Bruno Wayne!
Brucey Wayne! What's going on?
Brucey Wayno, what's going on, mate?
Oh, God.
So this is where Mick Taylor starts hunting them in the movie, right?
Yeah, I'm expecting that to happen. Either that or they bang, I don't know.
Wolf Creek 3, shrimp on the barbie.
From what I know about Australia, they would have been attacked by like 5 different types of giant spiders by now.
Mm. I still have a scar from a spider biting me like 2 months ago, and I don't know what the spider was. I've just got a scar, and I'm pretty sure one bit me on my foot yesterday, or the day before. Jeez. Yeah.
Giant fuck up spiders.
Mm-hmm. No, these are probably like little tiny ones.
Yeah, hopefully they're like very less venomous spiders, because luckily you're still with us today, Marcy.
If it was one of those really dangerous ones, I think I'd have noticed by now.
Yes.
I think I might not be here.
Yes.
The spiders might be fans of this movie. They're like, I'll bite you, but I won't kill you. Could this movie be any more stereotyped?
Yes. Which stereotypes I'm offended by? The French stereotype or the Australian stereotype?
The Mexican stereotype?
Still not a bad movie, though. Still not a bad
movie. It's not awful. That's the thing. I don't think it's quite awful.
Here's the thing, Marcy. Here's the thing. The Mexican stereotype is the least offensive stereotype in this movie. That's...
I mean, when her boobies are jiggling, you don't pay attention to any of it.
Well, that's true.
She's like, boobie fell.
Do you have some more cake you want to frost me with?
She wants him to wear that chainmail.
She's all like, do you like what you say?
So, baby, do you have some those assless chaps you wear in Mad Max 2?
Is he just making grunting noises?
He is doing Taylor grunting noises, Marcy. I am scared.
I'm terrified right now.
He's 5 seconds away from going Toxic Avenger.
Facial expressions.
This is equivalent to that chocolate guy in the room.
Yes. Whoa.
Oh, booby fair.
The booby fair. Silhouetto booby fair.
Silhouetto booby fair.
Oh, I prefer cake on my face, but a bra will do.
Are they going to go in the fish tank?
Vernon Wells should win best facial expressions in a movie.
If Vernon Wells is going in the Hall of Fame, that's the facial expression for the photo right there.
Yes.
Oh.
They are in the fish tank. Why is he still wearing clothes? Oh, okay. She's telling him to take them off. Oh my god, are Vernon we seeing Wells, his butt?
To be butt.
Booty fair. Booty oh fair. My god, this is kind of disgusting.
Whoa.
You can see what she had for lunch.
And Phoebe and Cisco are there reviewing it.
What is going on?
What is going on?
Panic.
How is the fish tank a pool?
Yeah, why would anyone put a fish tank in a bar that's also a pool where people can see what's going on?
I'm so confused.
Oh, that dude's like going like that and he's run out of cards. It's just going even.
What the fuck was all of that?
Well, it's definitely a what the fuck moment nominee for the awards.
I think that definitely was.
And here's the thing, though. The funny thing is, though, up to that point, like, this is basically, I would say, like a PG-13 type of movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Maybe when it came out, it probably, wouldn't really be.
We're going to find out what the rating to this movie was, because I'm curious.
The rating was Vernon Wells.
Oh, you guys want to know how much this movie made at the box office in the US?
About $5.
It made less than $500,000 at the box office.
I can see why.
Sure, no problem, mate.
I mean, this is actually, like, probably more at least at the moment, we still have like 20 minutes left or so. But this is definitely kind of mid to upper tier on the kind of quality we watch on this show.
Yeah.
Okay, so this movie was rated PG-13 in the US and PG in Australia.
Wow. With tits and ass.
Apparently. Mind you, this was 1990, so they weren't as strict about it at the
time. Oh, she's going to find out he's been bonking her friend.
Yeah.
In front of the fish.
Not in front of the fish.
I mean, if this was an episode of The Boys, he'd be fucking the fish, but, you know.
He would totally be fucking the fish.
I haven't seen The Boys, and I understood that reference.
You need to. Please watch all three seasons of The Boys and the one season they have out now of Peacemaker.
All right, so according to the trivia, a sex scene between Dominique and Bruce in Bruce's hotel room was cut for time. So there was more sexy time between those two characters.
Jesus. Oh, here they are. Oh, he's finding out. Carlos. Hello. What are you doing here, mate? I'm pretty sure he saw enough.
I'm Aussie Donald Trump. I didn't do anything. You didn't see nothing. It's all good.
He totally didn't grab her by the pussy.
But he's totally going to grab Cheech Marin by the mustache.
He wants a mustache ride.
Wells looks like a hard Canadian 50.
He does.
That is a hard Canadian 50 right there.
He's trying to be a hard Canadian 30.
He failed.
Oh.
Cheech Marin punches a lot of people in this movie.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Paparazzi.
Oh, yeah, and he's beating up a minority, so he's going to look really bad.
But look at his hair.
You shouldn't be judgmental on paparazzi hair.
Well, they're paparazzi. They, like, take photos of people against their privacy, so fuck them.
They are scum.
Yes.
To be fair.
Oh, man. None of this would have happened if Tommy was here.
Tommy would have kicked that guy's ass.
He's got the stash, so.
Exactly. You just need some weed, man.
One day we will do a Cheech and Chong movie.
Yes.
We should have. It was called Yellow Beast.
I mean a proper one.
A proper one, yes. Yes.
And not the Corsican Brothers, because that movie's not that great.
It's Cheech Marin. This is our second time we've seen him in a movie this year. He's definitely up for a contender for the 2B Achievement Award, since he's been in more than one 2B movie.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Good point.
You'll have to start writing down all the contenders in preparation.
I have been, so.
Yeah, the 2B End of Year Awards will be coming around December, January at some point.
Yes, usually it's either, we'll probably do it either after the Best Of episodes, or before. We haven't decided yet, but we shall let you know.
I think, after the Best Of for the year.
Now, I'm surprised we haven't done more than one LOL movie.
There could be one coming up very soon. I'll just leave it at that.
I'm a little worried and terrified.
Whether it'll be my next one, I'm not sure yet.
Did he get a black eye? I didn't see him punch him in the face.
Oh, he kicked him in the knee. He needed him in the face.
Must have.
Well, that's the thing, though. I don't know if it will be my next movie, mainly because there's a Nick Cage movie I know we need to do for this show that I know is leaving Tubi this month, so we might have to do that first before I do the other LL movie. Oh, wait a minute. There's a knock at the door again.
Oh, God, no.
It's Louis Lasser again. First of all, what the fuck? Even though I know it's not a lot of people have been saying,
that people have noticed that I've been sounding a lot more Australian than a New York accent. That's only because I've been spending so much time with two of the three hosts of this show, and their accent is starting to rub off on me. And I would say even this movie is making me do that too.
But you were never around with Beats around. How does that work?
Well, that being your mind, he always disappears. I would like to sit down and talk to him and even talk to him about rotary phones and maybe even about our hairstyles. But, you know, he's always gone somewhere. Mm. But now, watching this movie, I'm starting to get the whole Australian idea. So basically, I figured I'll do my impression of an Australian person. Are you all ready for this?
Okay, let's hear it.
Amazing impression. All right. G'day. Mate, where is me rotary phone?
Wonderful, Louise.
Tremendous.
Also, now what we're going to do next is because, you know, in case I'm in Australia and they don't have red wine, I can go up and say, oi, mate, where's me vape?
Perfect.
And vacuum cleaner. So, you know, this whole movie, it's really taught me a lot about Australia, how to speak Australian. Oh, it's that hunky boy, Bruce Spence. He may be at least 20 feet tall, but I could climb him like a vacuum cleaner every single day. Mm. Very, very sexy man. Not as sexy as Craven. But they're all pretty sexy. So anyway, so I got to get back to New York.
Nobody is.
I need to get my New York accent back. So I'll let you all go. And I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
I'm so confused as well. Hey, guys,
I just came back. I just saw Louise Lasso. Did she come back again?
Yeah, she did. Oh, my God. Yeah.
She did. Mm. Was that Beatception there for a second?
Meanwhile, in Hobart.
I'm so confused. Carlos went missing completely?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody knows where he is.
I think that Carlos is going to head back to L.A.
Oh.
He's going back to the L.A. Wars. He's going to find Chong.
Mm, he realizes he can't escape the L.A. Wars.
He's really like, you know what? I've been spending with way too many rich British Australian people. I need to go back to the LA wars where things actually made sense.
It's a little more.
You know what
would
have made this movie a little bit better?
What's that?
If at one point Cheech was wearing the wig from Ninja Terminator.
I'm surprised that wig has not popped up at all in this movie.
It hasn't. I'm kind of sad about that.
See, Vicky Wells should have wore that wig in this movie.
Well, she's not going to want to marry Bruce when she finds out he's shagging her best friend.
Or beating up Cheech.
Yes.
Like, there's actually not long left. I'm like, how are we wrapping this movie up? I want to know what happens now. I'm invested in this fucking movie.
Carlos is killed by Mick Taylor.
He just delivers him with, like, his head severed. Like, here you go, love.
Oh, darling, I never thought I would say this, but your boy from hell, I like him a lot. I mean, he doesn't have assless chaps like Vernon Wells, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, I'm so confused, but anyway.
When she and Cheech Marin get together, they're going to have baby Marin.
Jesus Christ.
File.
I'm scared.
Or baby Craven.
Did someone say baby Craven?
Did someone say baby Craven? It's me, I'm the baby. Mercy, I pop you every time because I'm just a little baby.
You're just a little baby.
And I'm way too high to be a little baby.
Is that my fat baby Craven? I've been looking for you everywhere. Now, baby Craven, you need to get into my suitcase because we're flying back to LA and also to New York so I can get a New York accent again. So get in my bag right now and then you can come back and see your dad later in the week.
But Louise, you're not my mom.
First of all, I am your mother. I should know. I gave birth.
I'm not my brothers.
I told you were born somewhere between my fourth and sixth drink, like last week. So I gave birth to you. And also that horse riding sex tape that you and your father did. That you and your father did and I together.
You're grossing me out, Louise. You're grossing me out.
That's how he conceived you.
I'm peacing out. See you later.
So anyway,
Goodbye, Louise.
All right, I'm still going. I got baby Craven in my bag now, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
What the hell?
I'm worried about that kid.
Yeah, I'm worried about both of them, but...
Hey, everyone, let's have a party. Louise Lass is gone.
Yes.
Something's happening at this party, clearly.
You invited all my friends. Good thinking. Is Cheech Marin the Mark of this movie?
And Vernon Wells is
the Johnny?
I don't know. I'm still confused.
Everything is the room.
Look at his clothes.
I was going to say, his outfits get more and more amazing as the film goes
on. Oh my god, are they going to project his weird fish sex on the screen?
Or are they going to project him beating up Cheech?
Mmm.
Oh, it's photos.
Ooh. I thought you'd seen this bead.
I have seen it, but it's been a while, so.
He blocked it out.
He did.
I completely blocked it out. Other than a few little moments like Vernon Wells.
Well, this is Vernon Wells. That was their first date, and someone took a photo.
And other people were there, too.
Mm. Yeah, my 4X, mate!
It's a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
See, she should have listened to her dad from the very start. He's not good for her.
No.
Oh, paparazzi.
I knew where this was coming.
Oh.
Who took these photos, by the way?
The paparazzi.
Was it the paparazzi or did she hire someone? Oh!
I'm so confused! How did they get in there?
I don't know. How did they not say it was a very close photograph?
I mean, it could be anybody in that pool.
Everyone saw that in the pool.
This is my ass. My ass is more 50-year-old than wrinkly.
I'm shocked. Nobody knows who I am, but I'm shocked.
Two guys are in the background like, this is the best party ever.
The guys in the background are like, is this a stag party? Because this is weird.
Yeah.
Now, let me explain.
I am Vernon Wells.
Yes. Mr. Wells.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, hit him with the cake. Hit that bitch with the cake.
Oh.
There you go.
She gets frosted way too many
times. Oh, Dick Kick City.
And he deserves
Dick Kick City.
That's for being the villain in a Power Rangers TV series.
That's going to be a running joke on the show for now on Dick Kick City.
Dick Kick City.
Dick Kick City. Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Cheech Marin. He's been gone for like 20 minutes now.
Rotary phone in the background.
Oh my gosh, it is. And look at that old computer.
Look at that trash bag.
But look at that ticket taker thing.
It's a parking meter.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say, parking meter. Mm. Like, her license plate just says Alex.
I said that earlier. That's how you remember her name. It just says Alex.
Oh, I know now.
So she can find her car.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that's mine.
It's Wino!
They gave me another $1,500 for coming back for this part of the movie.
Oh.
Dude, he's been gone for like over a week. Can't you hire somebody else?
So why does she suddenly care about Carlos?
She realizes she loves him.
Mm.
And he like deeply, and he cared about her.
Mm.
Now, I can't guarantee the plane will make it there because it has to stop off at the Lost Island. Oh my gosh, is this movie going to end like every romantic comedy where the character chases after the person at the airport? Yes.
Yep.
It's a Hallmark movie. This is totally a Hallmark
movie. It really is.
Bro, we should like write to Hallmark and get them to remake this movie exactly as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Can we cast in it?
Cheech?
Cheech, yes. I mean, he's in his 70s, but he can still do it.
Hmm. And Vernon Wells can just reprise his role as well.
Exactly. Pedro Pascal is Cheech.
Yes. 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 I love it. I love it. And Isla Fisher as the cousin.
It's a shame she wasn't in the movie more. She was very weird.
I know. They were like, after the whole horse sex thing, you can just leave.
We're just going to forget about this character even existing.
We're trying to make this to a PG movie. You can't be here anymore.
You can't do this in airports anymore.
No.
Definitely not.
You can barely even freaking go, like, wait in an airport anymore.
It's okay, guys. She's white. Let her through.
I mean...
Am I wrong?
No.
Keep him, I'm rich.
Oh, that one, Qantas.
Oh, now we see Qantas.
He's not on a Qantas flight, love. He's on an Australian flight.
He's on a flight called Australian, mate. He's on the flight with the plane called LA Wars.
They just have a Qantas flight at the beginning of the movie.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Is she going to go to LA to meet him?
Mm.
Yes. Oh, who's going to make me tacos? Who's going to make me tacos now for Taco Tuesday?
I don't know. She'll have to make them herself.
Or did he not get on the plane?
He didn't get on the plane. I'm guessing that's what it is.
Yes, the dad. When did this rock up?
I don't know.
Sorry, love. I was like, I'm going to... Sorry, love, I thought I'd just come here and watch you, like, chase after your boyfriend.
I liked that, Carlos. He was a nice man.
Now, because I'm a rich white person, I'm going to tell them to stop the plane.
Yeah, probably. Now, you listen here, I'm an old white man, you do what I told.
That's exactly what he did.
And that guy's just like, nah.
Fuck you, rich white man.
I'm going to use my mobile phone to ring the plane.
Fucking rich white people. They can tell us and do anything. In a spot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I need you to ground a flight right now just because I'm a rich old white man.
Yes. We want that flight to come back so my boyfriend can marry her boyfriend and also end all abortions.
He's just for breaking the fourth wall right now.
I'm very rich.
Where did that come from?
That's funny. That's a good one.
I'm very rich, and he just breaks the fourth wall.
Who does he think he is? Deadpool?
Apparently. Allegedly. How is he the first one off? They just say he has to get off.
Sorry, mate, you gotta get off this plane now.
They should have had full circle and he got thrown off the plane.
I wanted to go back to the LA wars.
He needs to rescue everyone and stop the wars.
Cheech is the hero we need to stop the LA wars. Mm-hmm.
That's why they're trying to keep him in Australia.
The LA wars will never be stopped. Cheech Marin is the John Connor of the LA wars. He is mankind's, like, savior to stop it, but nope, they want him to stay in Australia.
See, it says Australian.
Australia.
They just renamed Ansett because that was the Ansett logo, the very defunct Ansett.
Hey, Cindy Lauper.
Does he still work at the restaurant? Apparently, she does.
I've given up my rich life to be a waitress at this restaurant. I'm surprised they found an outfit like that for Bruce Spence for how tall he is.
That's what I said. They had to tailor it for him, apparently.
I know.
We haven't made the joke yet. Beat, how many subscribers for that outfit?
Yes.
Oh, it's only at least maybe 10 more subscribers.
Okay.
Because we got to remember, it has to be like the same one from that Bruce Spence wears. So it's got to be like
way really bigger. Tall, yeah.
We got it here.
What?
Oh, no, it's the cousin!
But they're together.
What?
I'm so confused.
Is she working there now?
I don't know!
Did she kill a horse? Is she cooking a horse?
I don't know! I think
it's Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne.
Well, we made it through this one.
Yes.
It actually wasn't all that terrible, to be fair.
Yes.
To be fair.
Well, that brings our episode to an end. And tune in next week for our 2-year anniversary special, where we will not know what movie we're watching until we're recording and it gets randomly chosen. So it should be fun.
Indeed. And I'm excited because we basically... What we did was we picked 4 films each, then we randomly picked 1 film from that, and now those 3 films are going up against each other, and one of those will be the winner, and that will be our movie we'll watch for the next episode, but we will not know what it is till literally that episode, so you have to stay
Read off the list of the movies that did not get picked.
Yes. So we'll do, but we'll save that for the next episode. Yeah. So that way,
people everyone will know what it is. But yes, thank you, peeps, for listening in to the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Of course, we appreciate you and appreciate you listening to the podcast. As usual, you can find us at our base of operations at supermarcy.com, and you can also check out all our links to our socials and where you can find the podcast on our link tree, which is linktr.ee/the2betuesdayspodcast. And if you don't use that, you can just type in the 2B Tuesdays podcast on your podcast player of choice. So we are out there in the world. You can find us and show your support, give us a rating, review, all those good things. We appreciate it. And if you want to find me, I am on the Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy. And I'm on the Letterboxd at super_Marcy. And you can find me on Twitch under supermarcy also if you want to see me play really stupid, ridiculous games like the cliffhanger game. Fuck you, Bede. Batch, where can people find you this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Webtales, a Spider-Man podcast on the Pop4D network, where me and Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of the Mighty Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. You can find me on Mondays on Avenging Tales when that is out, where me and James Simpson do the same thing. And also now on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to the official Pop4D YouTube page because we're making video content now too.
Yes, and the video you guys did recently on Stripes was very entertaining. So good job, guys.
Thank you.
And Bede, where can you be found if you want to be found?
If people want to find me, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BedeJamine. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com.
Very easy, very easy. So make sure you subscribe to all things the Super Network, the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and Pop4D. And I'll see you next Tuesday, everybody.
See you next Tuesday, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Oi.
Boy now.
Boy.
See you later, cunts.
The shrimp on the Barbie. Australia, the land down under. They gave us the boomerang and that crocodile man. We decided to return the favor.
Yeah. Oh, here I come. All right, everybody off your knees.
Cheech Marin is Carlos Munoz. When his struggling Mexican restaurant needs money.
We're ruined. If we don't have $5,000 by next week, the bank gets everything.
You'll be surprised what he'll try. Until he meets Alex Hobart.
If I could just find the right idiot.
Well, let me get this straight. All I gotta do is tell your old man you and me is getting married and then keep acting like a total idiot, right?
That's it. Be the easiest $5,000 you ever made.
Hey, Mama, what's happening? Turn around, Mama.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.